Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Joe, the ultimate jinx just occurred.
No, no, what happened?
Ian Happ on the first pitch of the game singled off of Skeens.
What?
First pitch of the game.
Why always him? Although he is Mount Lebanon's own.
Remember
isn't
he had like a Remember he had like a 50-game on base streak against the Pirates? I think that ended last year.
I have a radio show to do here, but I'm glued to Paul Skeens. Let me focus on the show. It's time for the Limitless Express. All on board.
Hop on, Joe, as we get you ready to go. There it is.
Here we go.
I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
First up, Joe, Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
He is among the favorites to win offensive defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is actually realistic, that he could pull a Shohei Ohtani in football in the NFL?
I don't. I think he's gonna do one of them sort of part-time. I don't think that's realistic. He can definitely play both, but to play the entire game, basically, is almost counterproductive. And setting a guy up to be injured. He may want to do it, but that's ridiculous.
Do you think that it would be more difficult just because of the wear and tear on his body? Or do you think that the meetings and everything that goes on with the preparation?
The whole thing, but mostly the wear and tear on the body. Which do you think is more critical, corner or receiver? Which do you think is the more impactful position?
Oh, man.
Wrong. It's
probably
corner.
I think I was going to go with corner. I think he probably is. I mean, he's a really good wide receiver. Don't get me wrong. But
I think he's going to play a more wide receiver from the reports I saw.
Like, if he can be a Darrell Revis.
Many people are saying, what?
If he could be like a Darrell Revis lockdown corner, is that more important? I think it's harder to find really good corners than it is to find really good wide receivers.
Yes. I think if you can lock down the other guy's best receiver, plus make some plays in the run game, it just seems like you have it's more quantity and a ton of quality there. You're doing a lot if you're a shutdown corner. I think that's the more impactful position. That's where I'd play him mostly, and then I'd bring him in, maybe on third and long situations, something like that, have him in certain packages as a receiver, but I think it might be the opposite of that. Anyway, what's next?
Steve Belichick's wife, is the son of Bill Belichick.
Steve Belichick's wife is what?
Publicly criticizing.
19 years old?
No, is publicly criticizing Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, for her role in the Bill Belichick CBS interview.
What did she say?
So via the Daily Mail, this is from Pro Football Talk.
I'm ashamed to be interested in this, but I am. What did she say?
Responding to Instagram comments supporting Hudson as a publicist who was simply doing what publicists do. Jennifer Belichick, Steve's wife, Pro Football Talk says, said, publicists act in a professional manner and don't storm off sets delaying an interview.
I mean, this whole thing is so strange. It's just weird. Like, she's Bill's girlfriend. What is he, 72? Limit 73?
Yeah. And she is my age.
24.
Yes.
And she also is a paid publicist for him?
She's basically, yes, working as PR for them.
I think here's the thing. North Carolina is embarrassing itself by letting her, she seems to think at least, that she has some power there.
Oh, she definitely has power.
He's put her in a position where she's an advisor.
Yes.
I would get her out of there so fast if I was that university. What has she done to be advising anybody on anything?
The lines between Belichick's personal life and professional life have been completely blurred, where his girlfriend is acting basically as his PR team and advising him on his book. And, like, she's not, like, calling plays or anything. I don't think that she's in meeting rooms.
It's embarrassing on so many levels that we'd be here for 10 hours trying to delineate them. I saw some of the interview on CBS. They claim, Belichick and his people, I believe, claim that his personal life was out of bounds. And then CBS came out with a statement, said that wasn't discussed at all. We were basically free to ask anything we want. Now, when they all they did, by the way, at least the first question about his personal life was, how did you two meet? And she pipes in from back in the gallery and says, we're not talking about that.
We're not talking about this. We're not answering that. No. Which is,
and then Belichick comes out and says they met on a plane.
They apparently met on a flight. Yes. Right. And that was included in their statement. We met in 2021 on a flight. Which means that Belichick met her when she was, what, like 20 years old on a flight?
The whole thing is so ridiculous. And it's like if my daughter is 16, you know, 4 years from now, my daughter comes home from college and says, Mom, Dad, you know, I want you to meet my new boyfriend, Andy Reid. You know, I mean, insane. Oh, my boyfriend will be coming over tonight. His name is Hubie Brown. What are we doing here? Limit.
Charles Barkley says he is concerned for his quote-unquote great friend Bill Belichick as well. How about that? So Barkley is added in to the mix as well.
This is like when, who was it? Who was with us that day when we were suggesting that this would be like you dating the older woman from Titanic?
From Titanic. Who was like 104 years old, something like that. Or what if, Betty what if she, White when what if she was still alive? Would that have been better?
What if she came home to her family around the holidays and walked in and said, this is my new partner,
City Limits.
City Limits.
This is
right.
him. Does he have a real name? No, we call him City Limits,
Right, you and the lady from Titanic. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is.
There's no other words to say. Next, the NFL sent the email that contained Shedeur Sanders' phone number, where Jeff Ulbrich had to publicly apologize for his
Jeff Ulbrich being the defensive coordinator in Atlanta.
Correct. That he had to apologize because it was his son that delivered the prank call to Shedeur Sanders. Nearly 2,000 people, though, received this email that had Shedeur's phone number on it. Do you think that the NFL needs to do a better job of, like, securing its lines, or was this just a one-time occurrence?
Well, it wasn't a one-time occurrence because a bunch of players got crank calls.
That's what I was getting to.
Prank calls, I mean.
So Kyle McCord also said he got a few prank calls before the Eagles drafted him.
Did somebody intercept those calls?
Apparently not well enough. Also, Abdul Carter, Tyler Warren, multiple other players also received these prank calls. Like, I'm curious if this is something where maybe it's happened previously in previous years, but not to like the frequency.
I've never heard it happening once.
What changed this year?
Like, I don't know.
What was so different?
Well, who are the 2,000 people that they sent out the phone numbers to?
It's including like coaches, GMs, owners, and I think a lot of coordinators were included on that too.
Well, they may have to rethink that. Who gets these numbers? Because obviously not only was there the breach in Atlanta, and it's hard for me to blame their defensive coordinator. His idiot son's walking around the house and sees this thing and decides to give a prank call. I don't know what the circumstances were around all these other prank calls, but clearly they're going to have to tighten that up and warn people that, you know what? And I saw where they find the Falcons D coordinator, Ulbrich. They're going to have to tell people, even though, you know, we understand that family members can sometimes get access to things. You're going to be in, did Brian Reynolds just homer?
Yes, Reynolds, anchor down to begin May. He usually struggles, or he was really hot a couple years ago in April. Brian Reynolds, once the calendar flips, he starts to turn it on. And
holy
here he
bird.
Goes, 1-0.
Holy bird follicles. So they're up 1-0, and this is, I mean, last night I thought was a pretty big win for
Huge.
Them.
Huge.
And then if they come out and they take this series after dropping game one, 9-0, that would be pretty good.
And David Bednar looked pretty good yesterday against the Cubs.
Yeah, he's looked good in a couple of outings.
Yeah.
But anyway, the league needs to crack down and say whether it's really like your fault or not, once you have this in possession and we learn that somebody stole a number from you, you're going to be punished severely next time. They've got to do something because that's cruel.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought actually Shador handled that really well.
Very well. The entire Sanders family, I think, handled it really well. I mean, they could have chose vengeance and have been really upset and made a point on it, and that they responded with kindness. I give them credit for that.
In fact, with Shador, I think he handled this whole thing very well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not pre-draft.
No.
But what happened at the draft, including that and just his dropping like he did, I think the way he handled it is actually something that would give me hope if I had drafted him. Like this was major adversity here for a football player to go through that. And I thought he handled it all very well.
Well, he was humbled. You know, like he could have never in his wildest dreams imagined falling all the way down to the fifth round. And when something that dramatic happens to you and you think, you know, with all the money that he's making, he's a celebrity, just got his number retired by Colorado, that really puts your ego in check and knocks you down significantly.
Yeah, but sometimes when you are, I won't use the word humbled, you did. Sometimes when your ego's put in check like that, you become angry or you lash out. He could have handled things a lot, or you know, strike back and you tell him what it was really like in those, you know, whatever it was. And he didn't do any of that.
No. You don't think that's being humbled, though, just by based off where the projections were putting him?
Of course he's humbled.
Internally?
Yes, but you're implying there that he needed to be humbled.
No,
I'm not so sure that he was the problem in the first place. Deion was the big problem in the first place.
Yeah.
And when you have your dad, you know, popping into your job interviews, I think the people that want to hire you become slightly alarmed. And when you have a limited market anyway, because there's a limited number of teams that really need a quarterback right now, especially immediately. I'm not even sure the Steelers were one because I think Aaron Rodgers is coming here. The Giants, they wound up getting Jackson Dart, but they're maybe set this year with Russell Wilson. I don't know. And then Tennessee took themselves off the board. So it's a limited market. And then dad comes out in the months leading up to the draft and says he's going to manipulate that market and steer you away from teams he doesn't want you to go to. That's a problem.
Next, Ryan Watts, the defensive back of the Steelers that was selected last year late in the draft, sixth round. He had a neck injury in the final preseason game against the Lions last year, and the Steelers officially released him earlier this week, with him and team doctors basically coming together and saying, look, he's got to discontinue playing football at this time. He's only 23 years old. In a statement, he said, I've dedicated my entire life to my dream of playing professional football since I was just 6 years old. Because of the injury I sustained last year, I had to make the heartbreaking decision to step away from the game that I worked so hard for. Yeah. While this situation is extremely difficult to come to terms with, I remain grateful to the Steelers organization for believing in me and giving me the opportunity to make my dreams come true. Pretty sad situation for Watts, defensive back, never really got a real chance to be able to factor in, and now medically has to retire.
It happened on the same day that Jordan Travis retired after being, his doctors advised him to. He had that horrific injury coming out of Florida State, drafted in the fifth round by the Jets. I thought he had a chance, you know, to be an NFL quarterback, but God, that injury that ruined their national champ. I think they may have won the national championship that year with him.
They would have gotten to the playoffs for sure.
Just basically ended his career as well. And it's a reminder with both these guys of the nature of that sport is just so brutal that it could end at any time. And I also wonder, however, if some of these guys years from now, obviously, your dream is taken away, but maybe someday you wake up and say, God, I also saved my body years and years. Like, do you wake up in your 40s and say, and almost is part of you thankful that you are not living with what a lot of ex-NFL players live with, whether it's, you know, brain stuff, but also knees and backs and elbows. It's just brutal. It's a well-compensated life, but it's a brutal job. Really.
Right. And that type of risk, it's not worth it. Ultimately, you know, how much is your life worth? What is it ultimately worth for you to be able to live a long, sustainable life where you feel as healthy as you can be?
I mean, it probably is worth it for a lot,
right?
You know, it's worth it for their families, but yeah, there is a part of me that wonders, all right, you know, what's the next avenue for me? Where do I go? And do I wake up in my 40s with at least part of me being thankful that my body's intact and that I can play with my kids and things like that, you know?
Next, a man named Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback in New York with the Giants.
Yes, Lemons.
But Jackson Dart, is there a chance that we could see Jackson Dart at some point start? Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, says Jackson Dart has a lot to learn. Sitting will be beneficial.
Here's the problem with whatever we think of Dart or don't think of him, is that he has entered a situation where the coach is on the ropes, the guy who drafted him. So what happens if Daboll is blown out of there after this season? It's a very precarious situation for Dart, because you probably want him to sit for a year, but then you might be gone. So if you're running the Giants, what do you do with him then? What does the next coach do with him?
Yeah, you want to see your opportunity with the guy that you drafted to potentially be your answer, which makes me think that at some point he's going to play, whether it's game 8, whether it's game 10,
too.
Maybe even game 4. If poor Russi, they jump off the ultimate ride and Russell is falling apart.
Don't forget about Jameis Winston. Yeah, that's the thing, Limits.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Thank you. It's just you can't predict. And then so much of succeeding in that world of professional sports is the situation that you land in. And if you're a quarterback, I still maintain there's so many guys out there that will never know if they could have been good. A Tim Couch here, you know, the list, an Archie Manning there. I mean, wound up with the expansion New Orleans Saints. And then you wind up with seven different coordinators, Justin Fields. You wind up with, you know, seven coordinators and five head coaches and multiple systems, and you're just ruined eventually. Whereas if you walked in, and I think Ben probably would have been great anywhere, but if you walk into a Super Bowl caliber roster practically and a stable system and a good head coach and a good coordinator like Ben did, how much of an advantage that is. And how many guys have just seen careers ruined who could have been great? So I'll be interested to monitor this with Jackson Dart.
Kind of similar to how I think about like Purdy, seventh round pick, Mr. Irrelevant. If he went anywhere else other than San Francisco, would he be an NFL starting quarterback?
He might not even be in the league.
Right.
It's an excellent point, Limits, and that's why we pay you nine figures.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.